My name is Emily McCormick, and this changed my life. What's this, you ask? Good question. You'll find the answer as you listen in. My friends and I dive into everything from faith to fashion, culture to coffee, purpose to parenting, leadership to love, and so much more. So settle in and let's learn and laugh together. Hello, friends. I am sitting in my car in front of a grocery store because this is my quiet place today. It's either the podcast happens either in the car or in the closet, and I'm in the car today. But friends, this is the 50th episode, which is crazy. I mean, honestly, I can't believe it. And I'm coming up on 1 year. So this is not my final one before I take a little bit of a break for just some family time, and my husband's graduating with his doctorate. So I'm going to take a little bit of a break. But for the 50th episode, wanted to do something very short and sweet. Well, we'll see how short it is, but 10 things I have learned from podcasting. And this is not just only applied to people who are podcasting, not at all, actually. It's more trying something new, doing something challenging. This is what I have learned. And I actually think, I hope it will be encouraging to you if you're looking at starting something new, or if you're in the middle of it, or if you're discouraged from it. But these are a few things I've learned. So number one, there is no particular order, by the way. Number one, fear of man or fear of people kills. You might be misunderstood, and that is okay. I could go for hours about this. I could do a TED talk about this. This is one of my things that God is continually doing a work in me, that fear of people, what people think, if they'll misunderstand me, it truly kills your joy. It kills passion. It kills the fire in your bones of I know I'm supposed to speak, but then you think, oh, but what are they going to say? And it's boom, you're completely stifled. You might be misunderstood, and that is okay. Number two, ask for help. Whatever you're doing, ask for help. There's people that have a skill set. Maybe them helping you will be a moment where you'll have a conversation and then you'll be like, wait, I know so-and-so. Maybe they can help you with this, or connecting people or whatever. You just never know. And I know for me, if there's something I can help someone with, I would be so bummed if they didn't ask. The worst thing someone can say is no. This podcast would not have happened if I did not have friends help me with sound, help me with photos, helping me with a text when I'm like, how do I upload this? Why isn't it working? What did it work for you? Ask for help. Humble yourself and ask for help. Okay, this is big. Be consistent, especially when you don't want to. Friends, I am a great starter, or I've got a plan, I've got a thought, this will be so amazing. And then I get a week or two in, and then I'm wah, wah. I'm not the one that loves to sustain something or be consistent with something. That's just not my, I don't know if it's a personality thing, if it's a gifting, I don't know, but I've learned that about myself. But so I was nervous to start the podcast because I thought, oh, but what if I can't be consistent? But here's the thing. You have to just make a choice. I told myself when I started the podcast, because I really did feel like God was putting it on my heart. It was very much a thing I felt like I was supposed to do. And I made a goal and I said, I'm going to do this for 1 year, no matter how I feel, no matter what the feedback is, no matter if there's one listener or 500, this is what I'm doing for 1 year. And friends, that's why I'm woo, I feel so excited that I made it a year. I feel like I should do a giveaway or something. I probably will. I don't know. We'll celebrate somehow. So my encouragement is, be consistent, especially when you don't want to. Consistency matters, especially when people know what to expect. Number four, it's okay to promote. This was a big one for me. That word promote can feel so icky when you're talking about yourself. So for me, I was like, I don't want to post about it on social media at first. It was like, I'll just let it be organic. Well, okay, there's nothing wrong with organic. But if I really believe that I have something to say and it might encourage someone, why would I want to hide it? You know what I'm saying? Out of fear. It goes back to number one, out of fear that people are going to think a certain thing or whatever, or that I'll be misunderstood or judged. It's like, yep, I've come to the place now of yep, people probably will judge or misunderstand. And you know what? That is okay. So when I'm doing a podcast, I genuinely hope people listen, because I want to talk about the hope that I have found, the joy that I have found. I want to talk about silly products that are legit helping save time or making other people joyful or whatever it is. There are so many things that I genuinely am not just doing this to hear myself talk, but that I hope and pray are an encouragement to someone. And so, yes, it's okay to promote. Okay, number five, we can learn hard new things. Friends, I knew nothing. Let me just say that. I knew nothing about, all I knew was I have a podcast that I want to start and I think I have a name and I have some topics I want to talk about. That was pretty much it. I did not know sound editing, computer skills, uploading, time, nothing. Like legit, I knew nothing. I mean, it's actually laughable. So I'm like, friends, if I can do it, you can do it. Truly. Like if I can do it, you can do it. And to be honest, it was like I just didn't want to learn new things because it's hard and takes time. I would have rather someone just say, I'll do it all for you. That would have been great. But it's also been really empowering to be like, I can do hard things. I can learn new things. So don't let that stop you. Okay, number six, be teachable. This is a big one for me. A few weeks ago, I did an episode just about motherhood and I did one and got some feedback from a friend I love and trust and was like, you know what? I want to change a few of those things because that's not what I intended to sound like. So we re-recorded and we uploaded a new one and it was a moment of like, we can all be defensive at times. I know that I can. Oh my gosh, are you kidding? And be like, no, you don't know or you don't know my intentions, which is true. People don't know our intentions, but I want to be teachable. I want someone to be able to say, hey, when you said that, now again, we can't please everybody, but like if someone I love and trust or someone that was hurt by something I said that to me, I want to be able to be teachable and humble and say, okay, that's not what I meant. Maybe I could clarify better. Maybe I could study a little more. Maybe I should have gotten other perspectives that were not just like mine. So let's be teachable people. Okay, number seven, persistence, not perfection. This goes along with the consistency, but when I started, one of my friends told me, start now, do it now, do it messy. And that's a whole podcast I did, but I wanted everything to be not perfect, but super, super well done and super edited and really good sound. And I just got to the point where it was like, yeah, maybe I could do that someday if I had the funds, if I had people that were like working for me to do it, if I knew a lot more or had better equipment, whatever. But I would have probably not started by now. And I think I would have missed an opportunity in the last year. And so it's good to do your best and to try to be excellent in your best ability and to do your due diligence, but it's not about perfection. And I don't even know if persistence is the right word, but maybe this should have just said, don't try to be perfect. Or it should have been number seven, do it now, do it messy, not perfect, whatever. But I think you get the gist. Number eight, encouragement is good, but don't let it be your life source. This is a weird one because encouragement is so good. I honestly can't tell you. It's so encouraging for someone to say, hey, I listened to your podcast, because sometimes it's like I can see numbers of like, oh, there's a certain number of people listening. But you wonder like, okay, was it encouraging? Was it helpful? Does it make sense? Is it clear? Do I talk too fast? Like you do want feedback. And so it's really encouraging to get feedback, truly. But what I mean when it can't be your life source is then it can also become, one, you can get arrogant if you just are like, I'm the best, I'm awesome, which I don't know that that's most people's response. But it shouldn't be your life source, meaning if you don't get enough encouragement, then you're like, well, maybe I shouldn't do it. Maybe I'm done. If you get too much encouragement, you're like, I'm awesome. And then it becomes, you need it to thrive. You need it to think you're doing well. At the end of the day, this to me is like my act of obedience and my surrender of like, God, I feel like you've given me things to say and I want to act and be obedient. So it doesn't really matter if people encourage me or not. It doesn't really matter how many reviews I get, although it's exciting because then more people get to hear and whatever. But at the end of the day, it can't be my life source. Okay, this one's fun. And it kind of goes along with encouragement. But the next one, this I just felt like I needed to say. Number nine. Podcasting is fun, and podcasting with friends is way more fun. Find your hype girl is what I said. And the reason I wrote that is because when I started this podcast, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know if I would hate it. I didn't know if I would love it. I didn't know how I would feel. I mean, how would I know? I've never done it. And you may be looking at something being like, what if I hate something? Or what if I you just don't know, but you won't know until you try. And for me, it's been so fun. The interviews I've gotten to do, I have some coming up I'm super pumped about. Getting to share about the things I love, be it Jesus, family, marriage, parenting, ministry, lipstick, household stuff. Like, it's fun. And I love getting to share it with friends. And when other friends share what they learned or what they loved and getting product ideas from them that they love and I try and want to share with you. So, and then the Find Your Hype Girl, honestly, that's more just like find people who will be your like, hey, you're doing it. They know your struggle. Like, I have friends that knew how challenging this was for me and how terrified I was and how long it was on my to-do list for 3 years of like, I want to do it. And so every Monday, I'll have certain people text me, be like, hey, you're doing it. I'm proud of you or whatever. My husband is still, he's not my hype girl, but he's like my best friend and my biggest cheerleader, encouraging me. You're doing it, babe. I'm so proud of you. That one was really good. I loved how you said this, whatever. Like, people around you that aren't going to be your biggest critic, but that are just going to be like, hey, I see you, you're doing it. And maybe they're not even a part of the thing that you're doing, but they see that you're continually sacrificing, being consistent, being persistent, and you're showing up. So find those people that you just can know, okay, when I need a little like wind in my sails, I can find those people. And then number 10, the last one, is everything can be worship. And this is one I have talked to my kids about. I have experienced that worship is not just singing. And for me, I want my entire life. This is so cliche, but I want my entire life to be worship unto God. I want to give my life away. And podcasting, doing these episodes, is for me an act of worship. It's an act of faith. God, I'm trusting you when I am misunderstood that you're enough. I don't need to be understood by everybody. God, I'm worshiping you by saying, I want to honor you with my tongue. I don't want to talk about topics just for the sake of it if it's me venting about something. Lord, let me make sure that I use the right scripture. God, let me always point back to you no matter what I do. It's an act of worship for me. It is an act, like, not just worship, but I also want to wage war against the destruction and the lies of the enemy that we all hear every day. So, but pulling it back to wherever you're at, whatever you do, it can be worship. For an example, this last Sunday, one of my sons did camera team at church, and he films, and he's 11, and one of my other kids was talking about worship, and I was like, I know, and isn't it cool that your brother was worshiping through the camera? And they're like, what? That's not worship. And I was like, actually, it is. Anything we do can be an offering to God, saying, God, thank you for using my gifts. Thank you that I get to stand here. I want to bless the church by using this camera to bless the people that are at home that can't come. Everything can be worship. When mommy's cooking in the kitchen, that can be worship. And so I want to remind you, some of you have business endeavors that you're wanting to do and you worry that it'll maybe not be ministry. I want to encourage you, everything can be worship and ministry. If done unto the glory of God. And I really think we get a lot of joy. I know I have. So that is it for today. Those are my 10 things. I could probably list 50, but my 10 things that I have learned through podcasting. Thank you. Thank you for sticking with me. Thank you for your encouraging text. Thank you for sharing it. If you do, messages through Instagram or text or email, whatever. Thank you for sticking with me. It's been truly a joy, and I am really excited to see what is to come from this Changed My Life.